the new Bishop of Ramsbury won't be a woman, whatever decisions are made by the Church Parliament this week. Synod will decide this week on a series of things about women bishops, including what would be on offer to Anglicans who don't want them. Well, the final vote won't be held until the summer, and the Bishop of Salisbury has told BBC Wiltshire that the vacancy in the Ramsbury diocese has already been empty for too long.
It'll have to be a male-only shortlist, because what happens in Synod next July, we won't be able to act on it. Even if it goes through and everything falls into place as quickly as possible, it'll be another 18 months from next July. So it will have been 18 months since Stephen Conway left. It's too long to leave Ramsbury vacant. I've got to put somebody in for the sake of the diocese and the care of the clergy and the people here. So I haven't got an option on this. We're going to go ahead and appoint a new bishop. I very much hope that will work, and that by the summer we will have a new Bishop of Ramsbury. That would be the aim.
Well, the Bishop of Salisbury explaining there why there won't be a woman on the shortlist for the Ramsbury vacancy. And ahead of his first synod, he's been speaking to Heather Scull about the whole issue of women bishops.
We've been talking about this in the Church of England for a long time, and we are now going to have women bishops. The discussion in the diocese of the Church of England has been very strongly in favour, as I think we'd expect, that we've had women priests for a substantial period. They have taken root, their ministry is widely accepted, and now what's happening is that the General Synod of the Church has to vote in favour of the ordination of women bishops, and it's not whether or not that's going to pass, I think, that is the issue. It's what protection is there going to be for those, the minority of people and parishes, who are still opposed? And that's something that concerns all of us, because what we want to do is to hold the church in communion and to keep people in relationship with each other in Jesus Christ within the Church of England, and to make provision for those who can't in conscience go along with the change.
Put like that, it sounds quite easy, but it's very difficult, isn't it? Because these people are almost diametrically opposed. Can they really still remain in communion with each other?
Well, I think the church has got a very good track record of doing this, and that there are substantial disagreements between Christians on matters of morality, and indeed sometimes on matters of order, where we have managed to remain in communion together. And there are lots of examples from church history. One of the strongest was the division in the early church between pacifists and those who were willing to go to war in certain limited circumstances. That's been ever such a hot issue over the hundreds of years of church history. We've actually managed to hold together, and in this day, people of different views managed to live within the same church, and it isn't one of the great contentious issues. So I think there's a history where we can do it, and we know how to do it, and this is trying to work out the practice in relation to this particular issue.
So will your role in that be almost like a peacemaking role between those two different factions?
No, I don't think it's a peacemaking role between the factions. I think my task as the Bishop of Salisbury is to make arrangements within this diocese which will both approve, support, encourage the ordained ministry of women as bishops, and protect those parishes and people who are conscientiously opposed. And I'm sure what we'll do as a diocese is to create generous arrangements, but we are committed to having women bishops in our church, and we will look forward to that.
I'm just going to take you back to the day of your enthronement, and you preached a sermon that was based around the words of the people who came to the disciples of Jesus and said, "Sir, we would see Jesus." I'm sure there are some people who may think that there's a danger that all these kinds of public debates shifts away from the focus of what the Christian faith should be about, i.e., "Sir, we would see Jesus."
Well, I think that's a good question. In the scriptures, Jesus says, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm present with them." And there's that sense in which we meet Jesus as a community of people, and that it's not my possession of the truth that gives the whole picture, nor yours, Heather, nor any one of the listeners, but between us we see Jesus, and it's a community possession. So I don't think there's much option but to deal with the hard issues and to have the confidence to talk, to listen, to pray, to think with each other, and that this is a duty on us. And these issues don't give easily. There are some very hot issues about. And actually, over the ordination of women, I think it's beginning to clear, and a minority of people need to be protected in order for us to move forward as a church.